Good morning, everyone. Story County Board of County Commissioners meeting. Now come to order. Anybody has any cell phones or any other audible devices, if you silence them now, is not to disrupt the rest of the meeting. And please stand and join me in the Pledge of Allegiance.
Pledge of Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Moving along now to item number three. This is discussion of possible action approval of the agenda for June the 30th, 2017. Do we have any corrections or additions or subtractions?
Yes, Mr. Chairman. We would like to ask that we pull item 4, or 4-1, on the consent agenda to put it on the regular agenda. And I would suggest that item can be placed anywhere on the agenda, such as on item remain number 4, right before 5 on the regular agenda. Or after 7.
Okay, we'll hear the items in the consent agenda.
Perfect. Thank you.
Okay. Any public comment regarding today's agenda?
So is the motion to approve the agenda and while moving number 4? Or deleting
the consent agenda.
We'll hear that today. Instead of just approving the consent, we're going to go ahead and hear that item.
Okay. So I'll make a motion to approve the agenda for June 30th, 2017.
I'll second.
We're moving to second to approve the agenda 2030. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion carries. All right. Moving up now to item number 4, the consent agenda, and item number 1, the approval of memorandum of understanding between Story County and the Story County Senior Center. Sherry Nevin.
Thank you. Good morning, Commissioners. Sherry Nevin for the record. As you're aware, the county is owner of a real estate known as the Story County Senior Center here in Virginia City. In 2005, the Senior Center was established as a private nonprofit corporation with a board of directors. In the last year, we have noticed many changes at the Senior Center. The biggest change was the appointment of a new director in October of 2016, Stacey Gilbert. She is shining there and getting the center back on track and where it should be. We're really happy with the service that she's been providing. During that time, we've been working on putting together a memorandum of understanding, and that's what's presented to you today. This is presented to clarify what the county does, what the Senior Center does, and how we can work together to make sure that we're providing the best services to our seniors here in Story County. The Senior Center director is currently an employee of the nonprofit corporation up till today. In the budget process, the commission approved that the Senior Center director would be brought on as a county employee. The shift is being done to bring more continuity to the operation of basically senior services. We have another senior center in Lockwood that's kind of a standalone entity from the one here in Virginia City. So we want to make sure that we're providing effective services because the senior population here in Story County is one of the largest sectors of our population. So the MOU here is fairly straightforward. We have a couple changes that we've noticed here that need to be brought forward before you take any action on this. The first one will be under item number 2, the last sentence, basically. We would ask that be striked. The funds so appropriated shall be retained by the county treasurer for the benefit of the corporation. How their funding works for the nonprofit is we reimburse them quarterly. So it's budgeted in the community relations budget. You guys approve that. And then quarterly we send payment to the senior center. That's no different than what we do with other nonprofit partners, Community Chest, Cooperative Extension, St. Mary's Art Center, Fort Ford School, same sort of process. The other change we're asking to be made is on page 2, number 5, that first paragraph related to the county comptroller. The Senior Center as a nonprofit does all of their own financial accounting for the money that we give them. So they pay all their own expenses. Our comptroller does not, none of the vouchering goes to his office besides their quarterly payment. So I would ask that whole paragraph be struck and we just leave it with under number 5. The comptroller shall also be provided all payroll, or shall also provide all payroll processing for the Senior Center director and other future county employees who are employed to work at the senior center, and then all other financial services are to be provided by the corporation. So those are the only changes that we're asking to be made.
Okay. You reviewed that, Mr. Gallagher, and you're comfortable with it?
Yes, Mr. Chairman, I am. Thank you.
Okay. Commissioners, you have any questions?
Is this just for the senior center here in town, or will she be a director of the both senior centers, the one in Lockwood as well?
Currently, she'll probably be assisting me with some of the operations down there. As you're aware, that senior center runs a bit differently than the operation we have here in Virginia City. Lockwood was established, I'm not even sure what year that was. It goes back quite a while now. But we actually contract with Washoe County for the meals, so they're delivered there. We're considered a congregant site for Washoe County, so we don't have a kitchen there. They've got two part-time employees that work about 3.5 hours a day there and basically serve lunches, clean up. So it is somewhat of a different operation, but she will kind of assist me, and we'll work through some processes. Maybe we can make some improvements down there in the future, but she's solely, you know, focused here on Virginia City at this time. And we met yesterday, and we've got some goals that we want to see kind of moving forward. So we'll keep you posted throughout the year.
Anything, Lance? Good? Fine. Any public comment regarding this MOU? You just want to weigh in? Are you okay? All right. Okay, with that said, I'm going to get a motion to approve the memorandum of understanding between the county and the senior center.
Okay, I'll make a motion to approve the memorandum of understanding between Story County and the Story County Senior Center, noting that there were slight adjustments to item 2 and deleting item 5.
I have a motion. Second. Moved and second. Corrections noted. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. One comment on item 5. It's just the first paragraph of item 5.
Right. It's the whole paragraph. Item 5.
All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries unanimously. Move along now to item number 5. Thank you, Sherry. Discussion only. We'll take no action or public comment. These are committee and staff reports. It's a light agenda. So we have light staff here today. So I'll start on the right side of the room with the sheriff, Antonoro. Okay. Eric from Community Chess, Library, and others.
Good morning. I have two quick reports for you. An update on the construction for the second wing of our building. We've completed all of the dirt work, and we're now moving into working on the foundation work. We're hoping to start erecting walls in mid-August, so that's exciting. I think that's on schedule, if not a little bit ahead of schedule. And then secondarily, just a follow-up, I told you that I expected we would have a lot of young people in our programs. We have a total of 83 enrolled, and our biggest day has been around 50 students so far. So it's going full swing. We also have a farmer's market. I don't know if you all know about that. It's on Wednesdays. The little kiddos run that. So if you're looking for fresh vegetables or fruits or just something different, feel free to stop by.
If your kids are going from Community Chest next door to the swimming pool,
Yeah,
back over there too.
It's a perfect setup.
Yeah, it is.
It really is. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. So the farmer's market, where it was last year?
Same spot.
The building and the pool?
Yep, same spot, and they're running it, so they get that business experience and customer service experience as well.
All right.
Yeah.
Root beer floats.
Thank you, Eric. You already covered the senior center, but Stacy Gilbert, you're in attendance. Do you have anything to report on?
No.
Okay, very good. All right, Director of Security, Melanie King?
Nothing today, thank you.
All righty. And the Comptroller's office, Mr. Gallagher?
Nothing at this time, thank you.
Very good. But Director of Planning and Human Resources.
No, Mr. Chairman. Thank you.
Okay. Deputy District Attorney.
Keith Loomis, I just wanted to say that we got a published opinion from the Nevada Supreme Court yesterday upholding the Board of County Commissioner action in denying the liquor licenses for the Delta and the Bonanza Saloons, and Ms. Woodman, she wants a copy of that opinion, I'd be happy to provide it.
Right. Thank you, Mr. Loomis. You have a clerk today? Nothing today? Sherry, did you have anything else? Okay, very good. We've covered all the staff. We'll conclude the committee and staff reports. We'll move on to item number 6. These are board comments. We'll take no action, public comment. Commissioner Gilman?
No comment today, thank you.
Vice Chairman McGuff.
Last week I had a NACO meeting, a monthly meeting, and not a whole lot of came out of it. We just kind of rehashed bills that passed and didn't pass, what we could have done to make some pass or help kill some. So we were just talking strategies for the next legislature. One interesting point that came out is, of course, we all know that tomorrow is marijuana day, if you want to call it that. And of course, Story County has opted out, which is we're given that privilege to write it in our ordinances. But even and doing that, we don't get the tax revenue from sales or distribution. But we do learn that we do get $88,000 a year just from the other taxes that the rest of the counties collect. So even if your county's not involved with sales or any part of marijuana, you'll still get a check once a year for $88,000. And it's recommended that money be used towards law enforcement because they're the ones that are going to be dealing with the people driving under the influence and stuff like that. So I just thought I'd share that little bit of news.
Yeah. Might need an indigent accident and injury also.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
All right. I don't have anything today. So we'll go ahead and we'll move on now to item number 7. This is discussion of possible action, approval of resolution 17-463 in support of Fulcrum bioenergy efforts to obtain funding, support through the Nevada Department of Business and Industry. You going to take this?
Sure. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I've been working with Fulcrum Bioenergy for quite some time now. They have obtained a special use permit to operate out of the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, a waste-to-fuel energy production facility. They've been working for quite some time on getting their USDA funding in place, and there's a lot of mechanical parts that are going along with that. They had to go through an environmental assessment, which they completed. And at this point, they're still working on just getting those last portions of their funding for their funding and for their bonding. Fulcrum has been in good standing with the county since they started in 2008. Their special use permit has been, despite the no action going on, they've been compliant with all their conditions, and they've been communicating with us on a regular basis, as well as with the Planning Commission, on updates and things like that to what's going on out there at their proposed facility. So at this point, staff is very happy to recommend approval of this resolution. And this resolution essentially sends to the Nevada Business Industry Department for Economic Development, basically a statement saying we agree that they've been good standing with us, they're good economic development partners, and they've gone through all of our requirements.
So yeah, this has been a long process for this company.
They're getting closer.
I think he told me that when I first got this job.
They were. They were.
Yeah. Is there any public comment regarding this resolution that we're going to vote on? So, I hear anything there? If I can go ahead and get a motion from the board.
Hi, Commissioner McGuffey. Move to approve the resolution 17-463 in support of Fulcrum Bioenergy's efforts to obtain bonding and funding support through the Nevada Department of Business and Industry.
Okay. I have a motion. Do I have a second?
Second.
Move and second to approve resolution 17-463. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion carries unanimously. Moving along now to item number 8. This is discussion and possible action. This is approval of resolution 17-461, setting the tax rate levy for the 2017-2018 fiscal year. This was continued from last Tuesday's meeting. So, Mr. Gallagher.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. As you said, this is a continuance of the prior meeting, which
there was some discussion as to whether or not the tax rate could be changed for the current, as of tomorrow, the next fiscal year. We have found that that cannot be done. That was because the final budget was approved by the tax commission. So consequently, this is the original tax rate that we're going to use for the 2017-2018 fiscal year, with a total tax rate of 3.4607.
Okay. And Mr. Chairman, when you're ready, I'll be happy to talk with you as well.
Okay.
Go ahead, Austin. All right. Comptroller Gallagher, are you completed? And then I'll go ahead and make a couple statements.
Pardon?
If you're all done and you're ready.
Yeah.
All right. So we recognize our team, you and Jesse and me and Keith Loomis, our Chief Deputy District Attorney, have looked into your request at the last meeting, recognizing that you made a proclamation. We want to reduce the tax rate for the county effective immediately. We also consulted with Mary Walker and Associates, who works with us in the lobby and the legislative intent that had occurred in the last session. And Mr. Gallagher is right. That unfortunately for this season, we've already passed the required times in which we can set the tax rate. So that's why on this agenda item is to establish what was already decided as being the tax rate for the 17-18 year. However, it doesn't mean that this board can't give direction to staff saying, okay, we recognize what you want to do. We heard what you guys said at the last meeting, to direct staff, myself, the comptroller's office, the district attorney's office, and the county manager's office to look at for the 18-19 year of getting some things in motion to address your requests. A couple things that could come along with that. We're prepared by July 18th, County Commission, this next county board, to have in front of you a resolution. I won't talk too much about an agenda item, of course, that will state something of the sort that within 30 days, the comptroller's office will recommend to the commission a property tax reduction plan with proposed tax rates for each year during the 10-year period above. I'll talk about the above in a second. These rates should be lowered each and every year. So this would be a subsequent multi-year type of a reduction, for example. It is understood that the reduction in tax rate during the during the early years may be smaller, with larger reductions perhaps happening over a period of time. And the second thing would be within 120 days of this resolution, meaning that would be coming in front of you, the county comptroller's office would report to the commission with an estimate on the estimated revenues to the county from real and personal property taxes, franchise fees, and minor or major income sources from each year during the 10-year period, meaning 2018-19 to perhaps 27-28. This is something that could come up to you in a future agenda item, and not to kick the can down the road once again, but to provide you the necessary means to direct staff to do what it is that you want to do for the next period. We recognize that we would have to start making a decision and report to the Department of Taxation in February of next year what our intent is, and then by June 1st of the following year, of course, will be the time that all of this is established and the deadline is met. So it is possible for us to embark on your requests, but to bring forth once again another agenda item to build that process and provide direction to staff through resolution.
Okay, let me correct. The next regularly scheduled meeting is going to be on the 18th,
not the 17th.
Okay.
Okay. Did I say 17th?
No, I thought you said 18th.
I thought you said 17th.
Well, it'll be July. In any event. So at that point, are we going to schedule a workshop? Are you just going to do a presentation at the next regularly scheduled meeting, or are we going to schedule workshops to work on this?
I think we would probably, between now and the 18th, is to work with the Chief Deputy GA as well as the Comptroller's Office and look at what the structure would be. I think we would want it to be an item where there could be discussion and workshop type of activity at that meeting with potential action.
Would the intent be to establish a framework?
Correct.
That we could follow in the future over a period of years?
That's right.
And establish that framework at the 18th meeting?
That's correct, Mr. Gilman.
So, do you need a formal request from commission to staff to implement that?
I notice, I'm sure.
I think we did that last Tuesday.
Yeah.
I believe so, but I just wanted a clarification.
Commissioner Gilman, I would probably suggest that we don't make any formal action at this meeting because of the agenda language that's in front of you. But staff is quite aware of this directive, and we are proceeding to meet this deadline to have this framework in front of you for discussion.
Okay.
Yeah, I think.
Yeah, that sounds good.
We're all on the same page going forward on this. We all want to look at reducing the total tax rate. Although when you look at the total tax rate, it's not bad when you look at some of the tax rates around the surrounding areas.
Right. Not bad at all.
No.
Okay.
Thank you.
Is there any public comment regarding this resolution 17-4?
Morning, gentlemen. For the record, Sam Toll from Gold Hill. We're here today at the last hour, in the last minutes of the last hour. Could this effort have actually taken place? Clearly, it can't. We're discussing a matter that is near and dear to my heart. It warms me to have these kind of discussions. And in fact, I'd be happy to bring my chainsaw to the meeting if we can really take a bite out of those taxes, those property taxes. But I find it interesting that we've been hearing about this topic for years. And I'm curious, Jack, as to what it is that you may have learned in the last few months or days or weeks that prompted you for your actions to call the special meeting, that we're here in the midst of.
Well, actually, it's not appropriate to go ahead and ask that question.
Very
because,
good.
Because we're here to talk about the resolution of setting the tax rate. And what you're asking isn't an agendized item.
Very good. In that case, let me just thank you then and offer my gratitude for finally coming forth on something that we've been hearing about for years, and I'm looking forward to see take place.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. On addressing Sam Toll's question, really what we're here for is not a special meeting to discuss a special item. It's to get the resolution to approve the tax rate. We have to do it by now. And that's what this special meeting is for. That's why this was called. Commissioner McGuffey and Commissioner Gilman at the last meeting during that had talked about let's reduce the taxes, and that's what the next item will discuss. Thank you.
Any other public comment? Did you have any follow-up, Mr. Gallagher?
I have no more for the comments, Mr. Chairman.
Okay. That said, if I can go ahead and get a motion now to approve this resolution, setting the tax rate levy for the 2018 fiscal year.
Yeah, first I'd like to thank Mr. Gallagher and Keith for your diligence on looking into this. And so we all understand now what we have to go through. With that said, the tax rate remains the same. We're not raising taxes. Commissioner Jack McGuffey, approved Resolution 17-461 to set the tax rate levy for fiscal year 2017-2018.
Second.
It's been moved to second to approve Resolution 17-461. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries unanimously. Moving along now to item number 9, discussion of possible action. Transfer of appropriations in the general budget in the amount of $178,961. Mr. Gallagher.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. We have another bite at the apple. This year has been a strange set of anomalies and events that we didn't see on the budget side when we did the budget last year in 2016, one being the FEMA, obviously, or what happened during the flood period. Another one is pretty much that there was a 27-week pay period in this year, and which probably has never occurred. And so, consequently, we get another chance to do this. Department taxation gives us the ability to at least get the financial statements in such an order that the budget numbers versus the actual numbers, we get a chance to either through transfer or through contingency, we get a chance to take some of those numbers so we don't have to do this process in October when the financial statements hit and we have various departments and or funds that are that their actuals were over their appropriations, and then we have to file a letter to the Department of Taxation. So this is merely, if you will, an accounting exercise for funds that are in either a general fund, which it could be moved from department within the fund, or it can within the special revenue funds, it can be moved within those funds. This particular one applies to a transfer of appropriations from contingency in the amount of $178,000, $178,961. And they apply to the general fund's retiree insurance for $12,250. And the salaries for community development in the amount of $20,961. That is the $33,211. In addition, we have general fund transfers of $98,550. Those are for the clerk treasurer in the amount of $3,600, and we took them out of her banking fees of $2,600, her travel of $500, and her dues of $500. The buildings and grounds capital outlay of $5,000, we took that out of their salaries, which, again, was $5,000 negative. Sheriff's Department, we increased their budget and capital outlay by $20,000. This was due to the new vehicle that was purchased to replace the damaged the damaged vehicle that was hit on I-80. So that was an amount of $20,000. We also increased the settlement reserve by $48,500 for a sheriff employee grievance proceeding. And how we matched that up is we took that from several funds. We took it out of the Commission Rents and Leases Fund for $2,100, Commission Economic Development of $4,900, the Assessor Mapping of $1,500, District Court of $6,000 for jurors, Juvenile Detention for $4,500, Indigent Assistance for $8,500, under Health and Human Services, and MAABD federal costs for $11,000, and youth placement for $10,000, in addition to salaries, planning salaries for $20,000. So that made up that entire $68,500. In addition to that, community developed PERS was increased to $3,500, as well as their Medicare, and that was taken out of a district court fund for $4,500. Health and Human Services salaries were increased to $100, and that was taken out of their ancillary medical account for $100. Swimming pool was, their salaries were increased $2,600, basically due because the pool is now open. And that was taken out of the swimming pool park recreation fund of $2,600. Their Medicare was increased $900, and that was taken out of, again, the park fund for $900. Not the park fund special revenue fund. This is just a park maintenance fund that the pools and parks has. This is not the special revenue fund. Overtime for communications was, again, increased by $3,700, as was their health insurance for $2,850, and the professional fees for district attorney that they gave back $6,550. Communications again, Health and Human Services, communications professional fees was increased by $5,000. and that was taken out of Health and Human Services ancillary vehicle of $5,000. Information technology salaries were increased $500, and that came out of their rents and leases account. And again, the final is the Planning Commission, or the Planning Department, their salaries increased $300, and that was taken away from their supplies account of $300 for a total of $98,550, Mr. Commissioner. The last thing is special revenue fund transfers in the amount of $47,200. Roads, heavy equipment maintenance account was increased $20,000. That came out of their PERS account. Water department salaries were increased $5,000. That came out of their chemical account. Water PERS account was increased $3,700. That came out of their repairs account. Federal grants salaries were increased $6,000, and their PERS were increased $3,500 as a result of a CBDG homemaker account that was decreased by $9,500. And again, the Virginia City Tourism Commission, their building maintenance was increased $5,000. Their cap revenue was, or cap venue expenses were increased $4,000, and that was taken out of their PACT account of $5,000 and their PERS account of $4,000 for a total of $47,200, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Mr. Gallagher.
I'll pretty much zero out their any fund balances.
So I have a question. Going back to the settlement reserve of $48,500.
Right.
So you're taking monies out of all these other accounts, the rents, leases, economic development, mapping, jurors, and all this, to pay that?
Actually, to increase their budget, because it's not a budget item. This just happened in that year. The expense happened in this particular year. What we're doing is we're making it a budgeted item, so those appropriations will not be over budget.
Okay. I guess I just don't fully understand. Let's take example of the use placement. It's $10,000.
Yes.
Okay, so if it comes a day where you need that $10,000 for youth placement, how are you going to handle that?
This is actually for this budget year. So we won't get any bills.
Oh, it is today? Oh, okay.
Yeah, we won't get any bills for that.
Okay.
Yeah, we've asked some department heads on that to see if anything is coming.
Thank you, Governor.
All starts over again tomorrow.
Yeah. Tomorrow's a whole new rainbow.
Is there a public comment regarding the transfers of these appropriations?
Gentlemen, again, Sam Toll from Gold Hill. Hugh, just for clarity, these numbers that you're discussing today are in addition to the ones that we talked about at the last meeting. And so the $45,000 that's being transferred to make the those accounts balance for the is it a potential action or it's an action that's already happened within personnel for the sheriff's office? Okay. And does the county not possess insurance to cover those actions? Is that not what the pool insurance partially could potentially cover?
You want to handle it?
Sure. I think I can handle it
if you would like to. It depends on how it's handled, and it depends on if we get sued in court and lose, then the pool will pay. If we come to an agreement prior to that, then the county pays. So the determination is made whether to settle or not is the advice that we get from legal counsel, both our own and from the pool. And if they suggest that it's going to cost us less money to settle than to go to court, then that's what we do, because our deductible would probably be less money than what we're paying out, but our premium could go up in an exorbitant manner should we lose in court at a much higher, amount of money.
And that's a decision that you guys make as a group, obviously.
Right.
Okay, very good.
And some of these decisions, Mr. Toll, are like this one. They're outside of that box. So an agreement is made for a certain amount of money, and that's what happens.
Sure. Yeah, I was just seeking clarity on that because I know that that's an issue. Obviously, you file five or six insurance claims on your car, you're gonna clearly get crushed with premiums. Another question, Mr. Gallagher, you had mentioned during the last meeting that there were two items in the budget that were roughly about the same, about $50,000-$60,000, which were for both Mr. Haynes and Mr. Haymore. In addition, now we're hearing about another $20,000. Was that just something that came up, or is there more clarity that you could provide us with on those monies?
Mr. Haynes was not involved in this particular item. The things for community development was only PERS and Medicare in the amount of $3,500 and $1,000, which did not relate to that particular to last year. And the $20,000 is pretty much the addition of another person and the fact that we were in a 27-week cycle.
Excellent. Thank you for that clarity.
Thank you, John.
Thanks.
Any other public comment regarding these, the transfer of these appropriations? Did you gentlemen have any more questions? Okay, if we can go ahead and get a motion to approve it.
I'll make a motion to approve the transfer of appropriations within the general fund departments and special revenue funds pursuant to NRS 354.598005 in the amount of $178,961.
Second. Moved in second to approve this. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries unanimously. Okay, we're going to recess as the Story County Board of County Commissioners, and we're going to convene as the Story County Brothel License Board, including the three of us and Sheriff Antonoro. So next up is item 11. This is discussion and possible action. This is a work card appeal by Monica Ryan.
Mr. Chairman, Lance Gilman, I have a pecuniary interest in the business that is associated with this work card appeal, and so therefore I'm going to recuse myself from discussion or voting on the issue. Thank you.
Okay. Okay, so you're Ms. Ryan?
Yes.
Okay, you're here to appeal your work card. It's been revoked, is that what it's been?
Correct.
Okay. Let's give us the details.
Okay, so I have worked for the Mustang Ranch faithfully for the last 15 years, and I've never had a revocation. In fact, this last year I taught kindergarten full-time, and I'm a licensed teacher in the state of Arizona and Idaho. So I was very surprised to get a revocation, but what I understand is when I look at the FBI check, I did have an acquittal in the year 2010. I was pulled over on a suspected DUI, and I fought the case, and I won, and I was acquitted. However, I haven't put that on my application year in and year out for renewal. To me, it was a non-issue because it was acquitted and it had never been brought up. And this year, I did add it because I understand that they are also mandating an additional criminal background check. So I added it despite the acquittal status, and I think that might be the misunderstanding.
Okay, so you were arrested but not convicted of this DUI charge?
Correct.
Okay.
And I have the paperwork, and I have the acquittal paperwork.
Okay.
So whatever you need.
All right. Well, you can go ahead and sit down, and I'll go ahead and ask the sheriff. So As Ms. Marin explained exactly what happened on this, she didn't mention it before. She didn't notice it on her application before, but she did now, and that's the reason for the revocation.
Well, it has not been mentioned on past applications, but I can't speak to the past FBI checks that we have received back because we are not allowed to keep them, so those records are gone. All we can do is compare the past applications, and where there was one, then there was two. This year it showed up with three different items on the FBI background check. We only had two on the application, and so that triggers the non-disclosure revocation. So it's nothing new. It's something that's been there. Like I said, I don't know how the FBI manages their records or not, but this year when there was an application with the two disclosures, there were three that came back on the FBI background check, hence the revocation.
Okay, so even if she was arrested and not convicted, it's still in the database, right?
Correct. It's required. The application asks for all arrests and all convictions.
Right.
And the FBI reports both.
All right. Do you have any questions for the sheriff?
No.
I guess the only question I ask that, do you have any reason why we wouldn't go ahead and reinstate her work card?
None of the violations would preclude her from having a work card.
Okay, because it looks like it's just an oversight on her part in the past, and we've asked the brothel to be forthcoming with their applicants to make sure that they're more mindful on getting everything complete, and so this, you know, it looks like they're doing it now. So
I believe so, and I think that the issues on this type of issue, I think we're seeing a decrease in.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, this is an action item, so I'll go ahead and ask if there's any public comment or anybody else wants to weigh in on this. Okay. Pleasure of the board.
All right. You ready for a motion?
I am.
I'll make a motion to reinstate the work card to Monica Ryan.
And I'll second your motion. Reinstatement?
All in favor?
I think you skipped the beat. Yeah. So anyway, we have a motion and a second to go ahead and reinstate Monica Ryan's work card and her appeal. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye?
Aye.
Okay. Motion carries.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Good luck. Make sure you write down everything in the future. We're going to go ahead and adjourn as the Story County Brothel License Board and reconvene and convene now as the 474 Fire District Board. Moving along now to item number 13, discussion of possible action. Transfer of appropriations in the 474 Fire District in the amount of $23,000. Mr. Gallagher.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Again, this is another when we had the continuance of the tax rate. It gave us an opportunity to take a look at and see if we could, if there were something additional that needed to be done. This represents the fire district, and these are this is a transfers of appropriations with regard to contingency. It's going to come out of their contingency account. They have an available balance as of the last time of about $85,000. What we are doing is we're going to increase salaries of $8,000, computer software of $5,000, building maintenance of $5,000, and capital outlay of $5,000 for a total of $23,000. Mr. Chairman.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Gallagher. You guys have any questions regarding this one? No? Any public comment on this one? No, it's been all explained pretty well. Okay, if I can go ahead and get a motion to approve the transfer of appropriations in the 474 Fire District in the amount of $23,000.
I'll make a motion to approve the transfers of appropriations within the 474 Fire District General Fund Department pursuant to NRS 354.598005 in the amount of $23,000.
Okay.
I'll second the motion.
Okay, moved and second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion carries unanimously. Okay, we're going to go ahead and adjourn as the 474 Fire Board and reconvene as the Story County Board of County Commissioners. Moving along now to item number 15 is public comment.
Gentlemen, again, Sam Toll for the record for my trifecta. Once again, asking to move the public comment section of the meeting from the end to the beginning. I did have a brief word with Ms. Langer after the conclusion of the last meeting. She suggested she would discuss the matter with you, Mr. McBride, to see if there's something that we can do to that. I think that it sends the right message to the public that they, in fact, come first, and that, you know, as I recently wrote, that, you know, if there's an octogenarian here who wants to say something that's not on the on the minutes or on the agenda, that they would not have to endure the sumptuous accommodations that we have here. So I'll leave it at that, and once again ask that you move the public comment to the beginning of meetings. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Cole. Any other public comment?
Mr. Chairman, for the record, Hugh Gallagher, Story County Comptroller. I would be remiss, really, if I didn't send my entire gratification to Jennifer McCade and Jesse Fain for trying to keep us in line. I mean, there was a lot of hours going through this thing, and I will tell you that this will change next year. We were hit with something that we didn't expect, and that's normal. But we're going to take some steps so that in the future we're going to get to these items much sooner and figure out why the appropriations are not enough for the actual, and we're going to go down that road and make it better. But again, my sincere gratitude to Jesse and Jennifer for doing that. What hell of a job on this.
That's great. Well, we can see where, when it comes to salaries and benefits, how that's going to skew the numbers when you have 27 pay periods instead of 26. Yeah. That's a big problem. So, anyway, thank you, Mr. Gallagher. Any other public comment? Hearing none, meeting's adjourned.